In the digital wilderness where most developers lose their way, Jeff Atwood offers a compass. Programming isn't about memorizing syntax or blindly following trends. It's about finding problems you genuinely love solving. The most successful programmers aren't those who mechanically learn languages, but those who shamelessly follow their joy. Atwood's own journey began with modifying video games, not because someone told him coding was important, but because he was captivated by the possibilities. This organic approach creates motivation that sustains through inevitable challenges. What truly separates exceptional programmers from the rest isn't technical prowess, but communication skills. As Joel Spolsky notes, the difference between a tolerable programmer and a great programmer is whether they can communicate their ideas. This explains why Stack Overflow was designed to trick programmers into becoming better writers through fun-size units of writing with game-like elements. The process of explaining clarifies thinking. It's remarkable how much you discover you don't understand when trying to explain something to someone else. Traditional carrots and sticks actually damage performance on creative tasks. Stack Overflow built its culture on this insight. No micromanagement, no fixed schedules, freedom to work remotely. As Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said, if you want to build a ship, don't drum up men to gather wood, divide work, and give orders. Instead, teach them to yearn for the vast and endless sea. The multitasking myth remains programming's greatest productivity killer. Adding just one project causes a 20% time loss, while three projects wastes nearly half your time in task switching. A BBC study found email and phone distractions reduced workers' IQ by 10 points, more than twice marijuana's impact. This penalty hits programmers especially hard because coding requires keeping numerous elements in your head simultaneously. Speed of iteration trumps quality of iteration. Google Chrome demonstrates this with 6 major versions released in under 2 years. However, this requires balancing actual coding with skill-sharpening activities like reading programming blogs. The lumberjack parable illustrates this perfectly. Being too busy sawing to sharpen your saw ultimately slows you down. The first rule of programming is taking responsibility. Whenever there's a problem with your code, it's always your fault. Resist blaming tools, libraries, or operating systems. That path leads to voodoo computing and programming by coincidence. Studies show roughly 95% of errors are caused by programmers, with only 5% attributed to systems, other software, and hardware combined. Every coding decision involves trade-offs across multiple dimensions: brevity, features, execution speed, development time, robustness, and flexibility. These dimensions oppose each other. The master programmer understands these trade-offs and remains conscious of them, starting with brevity and adding other dimensions only as testing requires. The best code is no code at all. Every new line brings debugging, maintenance, and support costs. Code should be written reluctantly, only after exhausting alternatives. Similarly, excess comments often indicate poor code quality. Good code should be self-documenting, showing how it works through the code itself, with comments explaining why. Rather than commenting confusing code, refactor it to make it understandable. Have you ever explained a problem to someone only to suddenly see the solution yourself? Rubber duck problem solving, thoroughly explaining your problem to an inanimate object, often leads to discovering the answer. Many Stack Overflow users report solving their own problems while formulating questions. The key is committing to asking thorough, detailed questions. Ideas without execution are nearly worthless. Derek Sivers suggests a brilliant idea with no execution is worth $20, while the same idea with great execution could be worth $20 million. Fundable versus Kickstarter illustrates this. Both had similar concepts, but Kickstarter's superior execution made all the difference. In software development, execution means obsessing over every detail, constantly polishing every part, no matter how trivial. Since most developers work in teams, execution quality depends on building a great team. As Ed Catmull of Pixar noted, if you give a good idea to a mediocre group, they'll screw it up. If you give a mediocre idea to a good group, they'll fix it. How fast should your application be? Faster than you think. Data consistently shows slower websites suffer significant user abandonment, while faster ones increased engagement. Google reports a mere 0.5-second delay can result in 20% traffic drop. Users quickly abandon slow sites, since the switching cost is virtually zero. To build genuinely fast websites, follow three principles. First, implement Yahoo's 13 simple rules for speeding up your website. Second, use content delivery networks, CDNs, for global static content delivery. Finally, optimize differently for anonymous and registered users, recognizing 80-90% of traffic typically comes from anonymous visitors. Make performance metrics transparent by displaying render times on every page, creating accountability, and identifying optimization opportunities. Remember, in the competitive internet landscape, there are only two kinds of websites, the quick and the dead. The years of experience myth plagues hiring practices, with companies rejecting talented engineers lacking specific technology experience, despite evidence showing virtually no correlation between experience years and programming capability. Research shows that after 6 to 12 months with a technology, programmers typically plateau. They either fundamentally understand it or don't. Additional years rarely yield proportionally better skills. Forward-thinking companies like Google and Netflix recognize this and focus instead on problem-solving ability, learning capacity, and genuine passion. Identifying talent during brief interviews requires moving beyond technical trivia. Effective approaches include deep dives into candidates' expertise areas, code reviews, live problem solving with realistic scenarios, and analysis of personal projects. Technical excellence alone doesn't guarantee success. Team dynamics, mutual respect, and collaboration are equally crucial. Studies consistently show teams with strong interpersonal relationships and healthy communication outperform those focused solely on technical expertise. Peer code reviews are the most powerful tool for improving code quality. The evidence is clear. Testing alone catches 25 to 45% of defects, while design and code inspections catch 55 to 60%. Case studies show maintenance errors dropping from 55% to 2% after implementing reviews, with organizations reporting 14% productivity increases and 90% fewer defects. When handling community feedback, remember five lessons. Accept that 90% of feedback will be unusable, but the remaining 10% is gold worth mining. Distinguish between reasonable feature requests and those changing your product's fundamental nature. Be honest about what you won't implement, rather than leaving requests in limbo. Listen for underlying needs, rather than implementing literal requests. Simply being responsive shows commitment to building alongside your community. The ultimate test failure occurs when users can't figure out your application or choose something simpler instead. Perfect code coverage doesn't guarantee adoption. Despite perfectionist tendencies, shipping an imperfect first version beats delaying for perfection. Real value comes from getting user feedback quickly. Programming isn't just about instructing computers, it's about building tools that empower people. The best developers understand they're crafting experiences that solve human problems. By focusing on communication, embracing feedback, and improving both code and ourselves, we transform from programmers into craftspeople, creating software that truly matters.